just in time.
Nice going, Jetson. You broke your old record by 1/100th of a second. Keep this up and you can go for the gold.
Thank you, Mr. Spacely. Excuse me while I check on the new shipments.
Right. And remember, not a word about our new secret project.
What secret project is that, sir?
That's why it's still a secret. We're not telling you.
Cogswell Cogs, top secret K-9. I'll call Mr. Cogswell and tell him this was left here by mistake.
What? What? What's been left here?
The shipment for Cogswell. He's probably waiting for it.
Well, we'll just let him wait. He's my biggest competitor. Why do him any favors? Put that down, Jetson. Ow! Not on my foot!
I'm sorry, sir.
Give me back that medal. This is probably another one of Cogswell's cheap imports designed to put me out of business. Well, not this time.
Mr. Spacely, what are you doing?
It's called opening the box.
Sir, that's industrial espionage. It's not honest.
Jetson, never use that term in my presence again.
Industrial espionage?
No. Honest. You know what it does to my digestion.
How do you like that? Lassie's come home.
Obviously, it's some kind of super sentry dog. His name's Centro. Nice boy. Nice boy.
I wouldn't do that, Mr. Spacely.
Don't be ridiculous. It's just a robot.
Something tells me this dog flunked out of obedience school. If I were you, I'd return him to Mr. Cogswell.
Well, you're not me, Jetson. Centro's my kind of canine. And to think Cogswell almost had him. Bet he does everything but fly.
No, not bad. I should have combed my hair first.
Incredible. I'm putting Centro to work immediately.
But, sir, have you forgotten? He doesn't belong to you.
A mere technicality, my boy. Haven't you heard of adopt-a-pet? We'll just say I'm adopting him until my chocolate microchip is perfected.
Chocolate microchip? So that's your secret.
Inside this door is the chocolate microchip prototype.
How's it work?
Not so loud. First you eat the chocolate microchip. Once it's digested, it turns into a walking lunar computer with interchangeable drives.
Come to think of it, I've already seen one of those in the mail order catalog. Gears and robot.
One more word out of you, Jetson, and I'll sick 'em on you.
Easy, Centro. You're giving Vicious a bad name.
Let's just leave him here to guard the lab, and we'll go about our business.
Right, sir. Did I tell you my new company slogan? A sprocket for every pocket.
I'll pretend I didn't hear it.
That nitwit Spacely fell for it. The oldest trick in the spy book, the Trojan horse. Galactus sneak to the chief. Galactus sneak to the chief. Reporting in.
Cogswell here. Good news, I hope.
I'm inside the plant, and the news couldn't be better, sir. Especially if you like chocolate microchip cookies.
My favorite.
You got it, Chief. Just a matter of time. And putting on the dog.
This'll teach Spacely to open up packages that don't belong to him. Hey, Galactic Sneak?
Yeah, and I love this assignment. Me being such a chocolate freak. Uh-oh, somebody's coming. Over and out.
How are things, Centro? Everything A-OK? Nice going, boy. I know I can depend on you. Oh, to see the look on Cogswell's face when he finds out.
So, if all goes according to plan, Harlan, we'll soon be in the chocolate microchip business.
Sounds a lot better than the uranium jelly beans we put out last year.
Did I ask you? Now, just read me back my help wanted ad, okay?
Wanted, executive secretary. It must be gorgeous, glamorous, shapely, and friendly. Shouldn't we include intelligent, sir?
Mind your own business. It's my ad. On second thought, what college graduate preferred? Please include resume and recent pinup picture.
But, sir, what about your wife?
Have you ever seen her pinup picture?
I heard that, Cogswell. You know how hard I've been trying to improve my figure.
Of course, sweetie. How's my favorite jogger doing?
Next week, we're entering the Martian Marathon, aren't we, Miss Nova?
Just get off my back, will ya?
Boy, that Centro's too much. If he ever had puppies, you could retire the police force.
An alert! This is the fun part. I just love catching solar snoops in the act. We'll fix them.
What's going on, Jensen?
Stage one alert, sir. Centro spotted an intruder.
Cogswell. He'll do anything to get my chocolate chip.
Put me down. Put me down. Nice doggy. Nice doggy.
Elroy, what are you doing here? Are you okay?
Sure, Dad. I was bringing you lunch when this power-operated pooch grabbed me.
Put down my son this minute. Do you hear me?
He heard you, Dad. Every dog has his day.
Let go of me! Sorry, sir. I guess his spark was louder than his bite.
What's his problem, Dad?
He's protecting the chocolate bread.
The chocolate bread?
It's a hush-hush project, my boy. That's why I've got Centro.
I know. And he's the most peculiar guard dog I've ever seen.
Right. For one thing, he never stops at a hydrant.
Back to work, Jetson. Back to work.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the lunch, son. Now watch out for that dog on your way out.
Don't worry, Dad. I'm just glad I'm not the mailman. The preliminary operation's underway, Mr. Cogswell.
I'll be awaiting the results. Spacely will be the laughing stock of the universe.
Right. Over and out. I knew there was something about him that looked phony. Where's his license?
Hey, girly. What are you doing for lunch?
Eating, big shot.
Wow. It's the CIA. Canine infiltration agent. Wait till they hear about this.
A little man inside Centro? What a vivid imagination.
But, Mr. Spacely, I'm telling you the truth.
Looks like you fell for the old Trojan horse trick, sir.
We'll see about that. I'll check on Centro right now. Now that's loyalty. Guarding my chocolate chip with his life. He's got it. My secret cookie. I don't believe it.
I hate to be an I told you so, but I told you so.
Oh, I'm nothing but an old fool.
True, but deep down you're a nice old fool. See you later, Dad. Oh, you got problems.
Stop him!
Come back, Elroy.
Not him, Centro.
Afraid we're too late, sir.
I'll get Cogswell for this, ripping off my chocolate chip.
Just one question, sir. How?
Do me a favor, Jetson. Take a break. Start with your head.
I'll stay out of your way and read today's paper. Hey, it says here, help wanted. Executive Secretary Cogswell Cogs. Must be gorgeous.
Read that again, Jetson.
Executive Secretary Cogswell Cogs. Must be gorgeous.
That's it. He steals from me, I'll steal from him. It's called free enterprise.
But, sir, you're not gorgeous. Cute, perhaps, but...
Quiet, Jetson. Thanks to me, Cogswell's going to hire the most gorgeous secretary on the planet. Georgina Jetstream.
She doesn't work here, sir. There's no girl by that... Georgina Jetstream?
Who can I respect and trust more than you, George? Georgina? Who else can I afford to lose?
Very flattering, sir. But I really don't think we should be in the spying business.
You're not paid to think, Jetson. If you were, you'd starve to death. It's dog-eat-dog out there. Now, are you going to apply for the job of Cogswell's secretary or not?
I'll have to pass on it, sir. I have a short in my shorthand.
Your decision, Jetson. There'll be no arm twisting from Cosmo S. Spacely.
Thank you, sir.
You have a choice. Either either be a working female at Cogswell's or an unemployed male at home. Maybe this will help you decide.
My key to the washroom.
We know how you feel, dear. It's strictly up to you.
Right. You can always change your mind about it.
Whatever you do, we're all on your side.
Except now it's an all-girl team. If I don't get this job, Astro, the first thing to go will be you.
But like they say, George, a woman is always entitled to change her mind.
Whoever said that didn't know Mr. Spacely.
That little space game was really something. Oh, pardon me, Mom. I didn't know you had visitors.
It's no visitor, Elroy. That's our father.
All in a day's work, son.
Do me a favor, Dad.
Yeah?
Don't come to parents' night.
You'll be late for your job interview, George.
Georgina! From now on, I've got to be as feminine as possible.
With a voice like that, you've got to be kidding.
Which is why I'm giving you this solar tape deck with my voice cassette. It's programmed for every possible situation.
Great idea, honey. They'll think it's me talking.
Just remember to lip sync while using it, Daddy. Maybe you'd better practice.
Good morning. I'm Georgina Jetstream. Nice to know you.
We're in rig rubble.
This could be a dangerous mission, Astro. So why don't you go along with George and keep an eye on him?
Forget it. I'm a grown woman and I'm completely capable of doing the job.
Good morning. I'm Georgina Jetstream.
Welcome to Cogswell Cox, Georgina. You're hearing about the job?
Yes, I'd really love to work for you, Mr. Cogswell. I've heard so much about you.
Of course you have. Harlan!
Yes, Mr. Cogswell?
All the other applicants that the job has been filled. Very well filled. Tell me more about yourself, my dear.
Well, I'm a very efficient secretary, and I take over 1,000 words a minute and completely computerized. And love working day and night. I really appreciate this wonderful employment opportunity.
Don't be nervous, Georgina. I know what it means working for a living legend like me. Make yourself at home.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'll just familiarize myself with your operation.
That's right, Mr. Cogswell. I have the chocolate microchip right here. Smells delicious.
You know our agreement, Galactic Snake? Bring it here immediately.
There's been a slight change in plans, sir. I want double the money. Centro's got quite an appetite, you know.
What? Why, you little... That's nothing but thievery.
Also very sneaky. I'll put it this way, Cogswell. Either pay through the nose or this goes into my mouth.
All right. The money's yours. Just don't eat my chip.
I'm on a diet anyway. Meet you at the Café de Lune at noon. Feel free to gift wrap the money. Temper.
What do I do now, sir?
Number one is to turn off that stupid tape and talk like a man.
But like I say, Mr. Spacely, Galactic Sneak's bringing your chocolate chip to lunch.
Perfect. Now all you have to do is be there and grab it, understand?
Yeah, but how do I get myself invited to lunch?
What's the matter with you, Jetson? Haven't you ever been a beautiful girl before? Use your sex appeal.
I'll try, sir, but remember, it's only my first date.
Oh, hi there, Mr. C. Need any more dictation?
Georgina, I'm on my way to a business lunch.
Oh, what kind of business do you have in mind, sir?
Care to join me?
I really shouldn't, Mr. Cogswell. We hardly know each other.
Call me Cogsy. And just because you work for me doesn't mean we can't be, friends.
Uh-oh. Poor George.
But they say you shouldn't mix business with pleasure.
And then we'll make it another time.
On the other hand, it'll be a pleasure giving you the business.
This looks like monkey business. Any further instructions, Mr. Cogswell?
Take the usual scenic route and button your lip. You're gonna love this restaurant, my dear. It's so trendy.
I'm sure. But do you think having lunch together like this is fair to your wife?
You know you're right. Remind me to bring her a doggy bag.
We're here, sir.
Cafe de Lune, the most exclusive restaurant in the universe, my dear.
Oh, looks beautiful, Cogsy. What's their specialty?
Chocolate microchips. Oh, here comes our table.
Monsieur Cogswell's table.
My boyfriends never take me to places like this.
Anyone ever tell you, Georgina, that your eyes are like smoldering planets?
Just my optometrist when he billed me for the contact lenses.
Delightful sense of humor. Oh, those tantalizing lips. Is it possible I'm falling in love?
Is that your hand on my ankle, Mr. Cogswell?
No, it was mine, dear. Hate to break up your party, Cogswell, but we have a little business to discuss.
So we do. Make it fast. Have you got it?
Yeah, but so has she. Nice to meet you, babe.
You naughty boy. Why don't we discuss it over dessert? We are having dessert, aren't we, Cogsy?
Well, I am. Here's my end of the bargain, Galactosnake. Now, where's yours?
Got it right here. You get it just as soon as I count the bucks.
Something tells me you're a born dancer. It's the way you move.
You know it, babe. Who do you think taught Fred Asteroid, huh? Care to dance? Later, Cogswell. Why don't you just count out my money in the meantime? I just love tall women, Georgina. There's so many of them.
Ooh, you're so romantic for a short person.
I understand the food is divine, Venus. I've been hinting for my husband to take me here, but he always has some excuse.
Mrs. Roxbrill, strike through. Run away with me, Georgina. We could make beautiful sabotage together.
But what about Mr. Cogswell?
Let the chips fall where they may.
I'm for that.
Pardon me, may I cut in? Never mind that little twerp, he's bad news. I'm mad for you, Georgina. You know that, don't you? Blue, blue, blue. Don't say anything, darling. Nothing can stand in our way.
Is that so?
Correction, almost nothing.
Who are you and what are you doing here with my husband?
Well,
what?
Long-lost niece. She's here for a speech therapy.
Your niece? I don't believe that for a minute.
Would you believe it for 30 seconds?
You're going right now.
Meow!
Rob Shazier! Uh-oh. Strike three. You're out.
She's a he. That's George Stetson. He works for Spacely.
You've been romancing a spy, dummy. I always knew you had no taste.
It's gone. My stolen chocolate microchip. That sneak stole it from me.
They're getting away. What do we do?
No sweat. Call a pet. Tension Centro. Tension Centro. Be on the lookout for Jetson and his mutt. They're fugitives. Nothing like a little remote control exercise. He loves it.
Uh-oh. Something's chasing us, Astro.
Let's surrender.
No way. Let's duck into this cloud bank. He'll never find us.
The old cloud cover trick. Okay, Centro. Put him away. You're in rig rubble. What do we do, Rorge?
That way. Like they always say, it just might work.
They're all yours, Centro. Go for it.
It's working, Astro. He thinks you're a femme fatale.
Okay with me, just so long as he doesn't have fleas.
Tell me how you did it again, George. Please.
You mean hiding your chocolate microchip from Cogswell? Simple. I just put it in my mouth like this.
I underestimated you, Jetson. You're brilliant. You galactic goof, you swallowed it. Cough it up. Cough it up.
Sorry you have to work overtime, honey. But we're all so proud of you.
Oh, my chocolate microchip's working even better than we thought, eh, Jetson?
Yeah. But I just don't have the stomach for it.